O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is John 17, verses 20 through 26. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to How Deep the Father's Love for Us by Stuart Townend and sung here by Anna Golden. These poignant words share the love of the Father in sending his Son to die for our sins. Each verse finds further elucidation in silvery vocal sounds.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he would give his only Son to make a wrench his treasure.
John 17, verses 20 through 26. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. John 17 is often referred to as Jesus' high priestly prayer. It immediately follows his farewell discourse, which spans from chapter 13 through 16, in which he prepares his disciples for life without him. Soon after praying this prayer in the upper room, Jesus was betrayed and handed over to the authorities to be killed. So in this final time with his disciples, praying his final prayer for them, what does he concern himself with? Christian unity. He prays that his disciples might be one, just as he is one with the Father. That's powerful, isn't it? Unfortunately, much of the church today seems to be ignoring this earnest plea from Jesus. There's an observable phenomenon that social theorists have named burging and corfing. These are both acronyms. To burg is to bask in the reflected glory of a successful group or association. To corf, on the other hand, is to cut off the reflected failure of an unsuccessful group or association. In one study during a football season, researchers monitored college students on the campuses of Arizona State, Purdue, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. They recorded on the Mondays following a game whether students were wearing clothes with their school's name and or logo on it. They found that students wore more school-affiliated clothing after a win than a loss. They also found that students were more likely to say, "We won," when their school's team had been successful, and "They lost" when their school's team had been unsuccessful. They burged in victory, and they corfed in defeat. Friends, there is an unfortunate amount of burging and corfing in the church today, and this is tragic. The Puritan preacher Thomas Manton once said, "Divisions in the church breed atheism in the world." If that's true, then there are few things of more importance than Christ's prayer for unity in the church. This unity, this oneness in the truth that shows itself in love, is fundamentally attractive, and God can and will use it to do amazing things. So think, how can you grow in demonstrating the unity that Christians have in Christ? This is a theological reality already. So how could you make it a practical one as well? Who in your church or in the church at large do you need to grow in love for? In the moments that follow, make Jesus' prayer your own and earnestly seek Christian unity. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.